Our 10-minute speaker is John H. from San Diego.
John Henry, I am an alcoholic. My Lord, this is the most people I've ever spoken in front of. Let's just assume I'm real nervous and move forward. I'm here speaking and as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous because I have a problem that eventually turned out to be my biggest one, that when I start to drink, I end up really sick. I used to shake a lot, and that was my deal. That's what got me here. I can't start drinking, as in coming from a prolonged state of not drinking. I cannot take one drink without ending up shaking in a short amount of time, usually about a week. And I did that over and over. That's my intro. Start at the beginning. Let's assume I only have 10 minutes, so let's assume childhood was kind of bad, but not so bad. In high school, you know, like I just wanted to be okay. You know, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and because I could do that all the time, I could smoke weed, and so I did. And something changed, you know, when I got when I turned 21, I got legal. Something changed, and I just started drinking. Every day, a lot, and the only thing that got in the way of that was my job. I ended up quitting that job, getting a job in a bar. And one day I just started drinking and never stopped. It just did not end. And that's what happened. That was the beginning of the bad years. And I created this life for myself where I lived down in OB. I didn't have a car because I drove it into a house. And I never had to drive, and I worked in a bar, and I could drink before, during, and after, and I just created this life for myself where I never had to not be drunk. So I just did that for years, and as I said, hit a house very drunk, hit it at noon only because I had been up all night, and by the time I started my DUI classes, I was shaking every day, and I'm 31 now. That was when I was 20. So I started shaking every day, and you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, "That's probably from drinking," and so I kept drinking. And I mean, the only way not to shake, is to either quit drinking forever or drink today, right now. So I would do that. That was my solution. I was a bartender. And, you know, couldn't shake in front of everybody, all the people. I always had one person 3 feet from me at all times. So I was really self-conscious. And this got worse and worse as the next couple of years went on. And I got to this depreciated state where I was so afraid of everyone. And I didn't want to leave my house, but I had to because being in public was where my job was. And, you know, I was just so afraid that people would find out how ashamed of myself I was. And that was just it, man. I got real sad, real bad. I started thinking about, you know, death, self-imposed death. Couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. Every day was shit. Sorry. That's the truth. So I got to the point where I was convinced I was going to die. And that alcohol was the problem. Or alcohol was going to be the reason that I was going to die. And I was the reason I couldn't stop drinking. You know, when I finally said, okay, I'm going to die if I keep doing this, I stopped drinking. I asked my boss for a week off work so I could go shake in my house. I really did. And I went and I shook in my house for a week-ish, you know. I got the shakes out. I'm like, cool, all right, free, good. Going to step outside, see how I feel. I'm going to go walk around OB without drinking. You know, I smoked weed for like 4 months and I didn't drink. And I got to this point where I was like, well, okay, bad days are behind me. Let's start over, see if I can do that like a grown-up. You know, I was like, you know, my birthday's coming up, New Year's coming up, I got a new job, I moved. I moved out of OB, that was like part of the, you know, can't quit drinking OB. So I moved, I'm like, my life is new and refreshing, and I'm going to drink again because I'm a grown-up now, you know. And I did, and the next year of my life, it was over and over. I would dry myself out. I would drink again for any reason, happy, sad, whatever. I would start shaking. I would downward spiral, and then I would dry myself out again. I did that over and over for a year. So I finally was so scared to death that I finally accepted an invitation to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting for the first time. I had run out of ideas not to go. So I came, and, you know, funniest thing, I was sitting there, and there's like, I knew like two people there, and there was about 30 people, and I saw a room full of people that weren't freaking out, and half of them were smiling. And I never thought I was very different than any of them. In fact, the more stories I heard those first couple weeks, I was like, I found my people. Holy hell, man, do I fit in around here? And I would read the first time I read the book, I was like, it's me. Like, they found, oh, man. But I was still, you know, really scared. It's not like anything was easy. I was just, I got to this meeting, and afterwards, you know, the guy who led the meeting was talking about being in the cleanup crew for 9/11. He was talking about digging bodies out of the rubble all day and then going to a meeting on his lunch break and then going back to that. It was my first meeting ever, and I was like, shit, things get real around here, you know? And I was honest, and afterwards, nobody looked at me like I was a leper, and no one called me an asshole, and everyone lined up to give me a hug and tell me how to get to a meeting. And I went to one the next day. People told me how to get a sponsor, so I did that. And he told me that we had to do a lot of things. So I was like, okay, let's do those things, you know? People asked me what the big secret is to staying sober. I was like, well, I just never really fought back. He told me to do stuff, and then I did the stuff, you know? Even though, of course, I'm like a, you know, I'm naturally lazy, and I naturally have to go against whatever is going on, so I just sucked that up and just didn't do that for once. And I told the truth, and I showed up when I was supposed to, and I did exactly what I was told. You know, even when it came to it, he was like, okay, today we're going to talk about God. I was fine. Great. Let's do that, you know. My God problem was never as big as my drinking problem. So we had to talk about God. I was like, all right, let's do it, you know. And time passed. Things went forward. Did my fourth step. Did my fifth step, you know. I remember doing my ninth step, and I went to go to my parents to do that, and first, I had to tell them my drinking story because they just didn't know. They had no idea. My last year drinking, I lived in their house, and they had no idea that I just was just going through, you know, I don't know, 2.5 pints of whatever a day, like just to not shake my way through my day. Then I'd get home and just actually like let myself get drunk. It was stupid. So I got to this point where I just stopped fighting back, and I never thought I was really different. And I never thought I was really cool, because I didn't feel very cool my first 6 months. I didn't talk to anybody. I would go to where I knew all the sober people I knew were, and I would sit in the same room, and I wouldn't talk to them. And then we'd all go to a meeting, and I'd silently walk to my car, go to the meeting, sit with all of them again, not talk, go back to where they were all hanging out afterwards, not talk, you know. But I was just there, and I kept going, because I knew, you know, I'm absolutely convinced if I drink again, I'm probably gonna die, you know. It was pretty cut and dry for me. What it's like today is that I used to feel like I was the least important person in the room, but at the same time the smartest, because that's how we think. And you know, I just never had any value in myself, and just never knew how to fit in, look someone in the eye. You know, all those things you hear about us having, just. My life was all those cliches, and it sucked, and I was incapable of standing on my own two feet and walking through the world. It was just never going to happen. Today, you know, here's the it's magical part. Sorry. You know, today life is amazing. I spent almost my first 4 years of sobriety. My sobriety date, by the way, is 12/15/11. So I spent almost the first 4 years of those, that sobriety time, as the head bartender of the bar that almost killed me, which I don't recommend, but I always make sure that I say, because it proves that this program can overcome anything. My environment did not get in my way of my sobriety at all. And, you know, today, so weird, man. I've just a host of friends, most of whom are sober, which I like. And, you know, I'm capable of looking people in the eye. I'm capable of shaking someone's hand without questioning my own self-worth. I have a really, really good life. I do this cheesy thing because I try to stay positive, because, you know, faith, and it's a, you know, faith, right? Because we have that. So I'm overly positive. I try to do that, you know, because I've always been so negative, just black cloud, always. So I enjoy being positive because I can actually get away with it without calling myself a liar these days. So I tell myself every year I take a token, I go, today, you know, this was the best year of my life. And every year I'm not lying. Last year I said, once again, it was the best year of my life, you know, simply because I can finally walk through life and, you know, be successful in some things if I put my mind to it without the voices in my head just fighting against me constantly. You know, I can sit still, which is amazing. I can sit still, and it is, I'm thankful for it every day. So, you know, I call every year the best year of my life, but last year was the absolute worst, one of the worst years of my life. I lost my brother to this disease, 9 days apart from losing my grandmother. I had a tough time of it. But, you know, every day I'm surrounded by sober people, and when I needed a hug, I asked for one. When I needed to cry, I did it without really thinking about it too much. You know, when I needed help, I did that. When I needed to be around people, just stayed around people. And everyone is willing to help all the time, you know. Living in the heart of this program, in the center of it, is, you know, I'm never worried about being alone. I'm never worried about having to do anything that's too hard by myself, because I have people that have done it before, or people that maybe have good advice about, you know, doing it for the first time. My first year sober, you know, when I wasn't talking, I didn't go to a meeting every single day, but I was around sober people every single day, all the time, and I just did every single thing they told me. Never fought back, and, you know, made it. This year I'll be taking 5 years, God willing, I know, you know, but I will be taking 5 years in December, and, you know, it's just, this is all just bonus. I was supposed to die, you know, and I'm super grateful. Love being here. Dressed up nice for all y'all. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be a part of this program. It did save my life. And it can, too, for you. If you're struggling, all you got to do is, you know, stop doing whatever you want. You might win. Thank you for listening to me speak.